Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, David Creel, Certified Ziglar Master Coach, with my new friend, Michelle, coming to you from Wisconsin, via LA, via New York, via back to LA, and now in Wisconsin. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing pretty good today. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you for agreeing to have a little chat with me today.
I just love how we met, though. I just have to say to the audience, we just met on a 4-day Brendon Burchard Growth Day journey, which was just incredible for both of us. And just, I love the connections we made. I'm just so excited to be here today.
Yeah, likewise. It's like that event, the Brendon Burchard Growth Day event that was in Austin, Texas. It was so good to be in a room of like-minded people who are interested in growth and development and bettering themselves for other people.
Yes.
And it was like I know for sure, you can't really connect. I mean, there's 2,000 people in the room, so you can't connect with 2,000 people. But there's probably 8 or 9 or 10 that I really connected with that I think we're friends for life. Like we're together. Like one of the girls I met, it's like we were like long lost brother and sister.
Well, you go into the room and it's one of those ones where you can actually just go up to someone to actually have that really in-depth conversation, that general, genuine connection that I strive to get with Connecting Mamas, because you get through, like, no one really cares about the weather or those things. You're like, you're there to like experience and really get to know each other. And I really value that so much, and just how open and willingness to help each other. That's something too. It's just that camaraderie and like, we're in this together. Let's just help support each other and rise everyone up.
Yeah. I mean, boats, the tides ride with the boat. I mean, boats ride with the tides. You know, whenever I lift you up or you lift me up, then we lift everybody else up too, because we're lifting each other up. Okay. So with that being said, what would make this a life-changing conversation today?
As you were giving me something to think about and stuff, and so I was debating my head, do I talk about the business I'm just starting? But really, I wanted to focus on what's kind of had been holding me back from that a little bit. And I think that's that conversation. How do we speak to our spouses a little bit better? And how do we get that communication? Because a lot of times I feel like when he's asking me about the business or things, like, it feels more like an interrogation. And then he goes to me, how should I talk to you? And so I'm coming to get some help on that, because it's like, I don't have the answer. And then it kind of sometimes frustrates me, like, well, maybe if you worked on that a little bit, it'd be easier for you if you did that. But also, you know what? I do want to make it better. So I want to grow in that area of ways that I can have better communication. I'm sure I'm not the only one out there that needs to communicate a little bit better. So that's what came to me to ask you about.
Well, okay.
Put you on the spot.
Well, no, I like, you know, like I told you earlier, I don't have any notes to this thing. So I don't know what you're going to say until you just said it. So, okay. So what does the communication look like now?
Well, when it's about the business, I kind of shut down a little bit, because he wants me to have a set plan, which I've started. It's been 2 years now, so I can see his frustration that I've been doing things, but it's not necessarily focused, which I felt the seminar that we went to helped with that a little bit. But I still feel like that's why this keeps coming to my heart. Like, I could use more help on that and be vulnerable about it and know that I need to do more so that I can be more open about it and ways for me to be able to express without fear. Sometimes I think it is that I feel he's more analytical. He's an engineer, and I got that creative vision. And so, like, sometimes I'm afraid to share that with him, because he'll ask all the questions and I can't answer those questions. I feel like that it's going to squash the dream. And so then I kind of just hold back. And I don't think he wants a squash dream. He wants to succeed, but he wants the plan to be in place, which I'm still struggling to get.
Is he for you?
I believe so. But he wants me to make sure that I'm thinking things through, which maybe I am or not. But so it just feels more like a confrontation at times than it should be, rather than us just talking.
So are you familiar with the DISC profile?
I am not.
Okay, so there's four types of, this is just a personality profile, and there's four types of people basically. Okay, the high D person, whether you love the guy or hate the guy, it doesn't matter. Whenever you think and you see Donald Trump, that's a D. Very direct, to the point. They don't need the story. They just want the facts. Then you have the I. The I people, very outgoing. They know a lot of people. They talk with their hands. They're very animated. They've never met a stranger. They'll talk to a light pole. Okay? Think like a comedian. Mm-hmm. On stage, because a lot of comedians are introverts, but on stage, they're the life of the party.
Right.
The S is... You remember the show back in the day, Leave It to Beaver?
Yes.
Leave It to Beaver's mom, June Cleaver. Mm-hmm. Very steady, very even keel. Knows a lot of people, likes the story, but not going to be very up and not going to be very down. Very even.
Mm-hmm.
And then a C personality is whatever you picture in your head when you say an accountant. very logical, very numbers driven, very, I don't need the story. Just give me the facts, but not so much of the facts as the D person. Okay. So you have D, I, S, C. Okay. And generally the people on the D and the C side want, they're task oriented, like set this thing up, knock this thing down. The S and the I people are people. So they want the story. They want the background because that's how they process things.
Right.
Okay. So that may be something to look into, because like, are you familiar with the five love languages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so similar to the love languages, let's say your husband's is physical touch and yours is quality time, okay? In order for him to feel love from you, he needs the physical touch.
Right.
And if you're quality time, if he went and brought you a Ferrari, it doesn't matter because that's not quality time, because that's what lights you up.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yep.
So on the DISC profile, if you could figure out what he is, and I've got an assessment, I'll send it to you when we get done. If you can figure out what he is, then similar to like his love language, you can start speaking his language where he understands it. It might be he's not criticizing you. He might be he feels secure with the plan in place.
Yeah, I don't even think that he is criticizing me. It's just I struggled to get the numbers, and so I don't have numbers necessary to share. And so I know that's one of the things. And I used to teach high school, and so he saw the way I lesson plan. I'm like, I would light up on the days where the lesson would like kind of just go in the air, and like I was teaching off the cuff, and it just like the kids were getting it, and I'd like be alive that day. But it's like me trying to plan out for a whole year was like never happened. And so he sees that in me, and then he worries about me starting a business without being able to do that part of it. And so he's trying to help guide me getting to that place, I believe.
Okay. Confrontation was probably not criticism. That probably wasn't the right word. I meant where you felt like it was a confrontation. That's what
I meant. No, I agree. Yeah.
Criticism came out. That, I didn't mean that. But who says that you have to have the year planned out?
Good point.
What if you only, like, for example, okay, I have a morning routine. I started January 1st. So far, we're 117 days or whatever we are into the year. So far, I'm 117 for 117. I haven't missed a day yet.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. But let me tell you what I do. Today, we're recording this on a Friday. I am 100% not committed to doing my morning routine on Sunday. 100% no. 100% no. But I'm committed to doing it tomorrow. Because then I won't get overwhelmed. Because I'm only committed to doing it tomorrow. So what if you had a weekly plan or a month where you're not stretching out because you don't know what the future is going to hold. Right. You know, like you told me when we were talking earlier, y'all like to travel around. Y'all got married in Australia. You want to go to Vietnam. You've seen the whole world. You know, I've only seen like 7 states of the 50. Okay. But that's not, traveling is not my deal.
Right. Yeah.
But my question would be, do you think it would help if you maybe like had a month of May plan? Like, here's my North Star and I'm heading this direction. And then once you get this, let's say whatever you want for your business wise, say you want it to happen. When do you want whatever you're trying to get done? When do you want it to like hit, like what day?
Good question. I mean, I do have a big event coming up this Sunday, but I still have not, I've been holding back and I haven't picked an actual plan to launch my course. I've tried launching it a couple times, but never like with a plan, maybe because I'm fearful of it, but like I have a course, I've had a waiting list. I have it ready to go. I did a beta course and I haven't made a launch plan for it to really make it successful. I see your eyes darting. Those of you listening to the audio, his eyes are darting back and forth.
Okay. But who says you have to have a launch plan?
I guess I say that because I've tried doing without one and it was not very successful. But I don't know if it would be successful with the plan either.
Did whoever, you said you had a beta plan, so you had a pilot program for the course, correct?
Right. It was only with 4 people versus what I want to do requires probably more 15 to 30 people in a room. So it wasn't quite what I was, as I was explaining what the program was. So it needs more women in it to really make it successful.
Right. And with all that being said, did the 4 women, and I wouldn't say only 4 women, did the 4 women get value from the course?
Yes, they got lots of values and I got really, and such touching testimonial that one woman I was on with for 45 minutes and just really seeing it and come into fruition and really seeing the possibilities. Like, it was amazing.
And was this a paid course or was it free?
It was still free. It was intentionally supposed to be a paid beta course, but ended up because it, some of them ended up being colleagues from some of the business courses. So it was us doing each other's beta courses to help. Awesome. And at that point, it was more to see it in fruition, which is what I needed. And it really did happen.
Okay.
I love your smile right now. For those of you on that podcast, you can got the grin going.
Yeah. Check the YouTube channel, boys and girls, for that smile. Okay. So what you just said was...
Throw it back at me, David. Come on, let's go.
You have the course. You've already ran a beta pilot program. You had a 45-minute testimonial of the value that whoever got from the course.
It was a 45-minute conversation, but yes.
Yeah, well that's what I meant. Not 45 straight minutes. That would be like, you need to record this. This is one for the record books. But
I don't know if anyone would want to watch it.
So, well, you would. It's your highlight reel. But But did you have a launch plan for that? And it's going to happen on this date at this time. And if there's not 37 people, it's not going to happen and the whole world's going to fall apart.
I had a plan, which I don't even remember what it was, but I was aiming for 30, but I was grateful for the 4 and happy, ecstatic to see them thrive from it. And honestly, the way I run it, like I just get so much from the group itself too. And just the way that we come together as a community. And so I'm not sure if I answered your question, but it was amazing.
Okay. So let me ask you again, what's the course called? What's the name of it?
I keep changing the title, but it's basically for moms to rediscover their passions through genuine connection.
Rediscover their passions through what?
Genuine connection.
Genuine connection. Okay. So what's the course called?
That's what it's called.
Well, that's kind of a long title, but what's it?
It is a long title. I need to work on that then.
Okay.
It was Mama's Ignite Your Passions. That's what it was.
Perfect.
I did change it.
Perfect. Okay. Mama's Ignite Your Passions. So when does Mama's Ignite Your Passion launch?
I don't have an answer to that. Now?
If you want it to. Here's what I'm getting to try to... You said you were a teacher at some point, right?
Yes.
Is the real reason it isn't launched because it's not perfect? Or is the real reason it launched is you don't believe it's any good?
It's not that it's not, I'm not expecting perfection. It's, I guess the answer to that is more that it's, I guess I just haven't done out of fear because the other ones haven't worked. And so I just keep putting on the back burner, waiting for the right moment to figure out how to launch it again. And I haven't figured that out.
But you got 4 people.
I did get 4 people.
So what constitutes, in my eyes, what constitutes a group is me plus another person plus another person. Because by definition, that's not one-on-one because it's 1-1 to 2.
Right.
So you successfully launched with 4 people and it didn't launch, but you had 4 people in the group, which is 4 plus you. That's 5 because you count in the group too. Even though you're the leader of the group, you count too. You have value.
Right.
So you had a group of 5 people and it wasn't a successful launch.
I guess it comes back to offering it for paid again and seeing my value in the someone paying for it.
Now that's a different question. That's a different question. So what would you like to charge for the course?
I had it priced right now at $399, mostly because I still feel that it's in the beta version because I haven't had a full room yet. But I know the value because I know moms struggle so much to get connection and to find that. And this is to help weed all that stuff out and really bring some community. And and there is that idea that moms don't have time, don't have this, but really surprisingly, especially from results and what people and the amount that you can do and connection you can do in an hour in Zoom room is amazing, which people would never expect. And that's what all the testimonial says. And that's the power of it, is that you can do it from your home and still feel connected to other people. And it's something that you can't, it's just like going to the Brendon Burchard thing. You can't do it till you experience it. As it's an experience that you can't get. I don't see a lot of the other group programs or things out there offering something like that. It's not another course. It's an experience and a way of changing your thinking as you're doing it. It's not something that you're going to sit there and do all this homework and do all this stuff. It's really to do that quick experience mindset shift and get that connection to other people and feel that again, that we've lost somewhere along the lines of motherhood, along the lines of COVID, along the lines of just saying that we're not enough, that we have to do everything for everyone else. But moms, you just deserve so much more and deserve to feel fulfilled and figure out what your passions are again, because this is your place to do that and get that guidance and help to figure that out, because we deserve to be those happy, healthy adult moms that we want to role model for our kids. They're not going to do that. That's what we want for them. But if we keep perpetuating this martyrdom and who we are, it's not going to happen. And we have to say, we stop that at some point. We have to be the ones to change that. And that's what this helps to do.
And I'm all for it. But the question remains, when are you going to launch it?
I am going to offer it at my...
When's your birthday?
My birthday's not October.
Okay. No good. Okay.
Well, on Sunday, well, we're recording this on Friday. So April 30th, I'm running a joint virtual circle with a group I work with, Mont Workshop for Moms. And so I'm going to offer... I'm going to offer it at the end of that class. It's a free virtual event, and I will offer it at the end of that class. It's the structure of what the essence of what I'm doing, but then in the course version, it's more structured to really get that jive. And again, as those of you watching YouTube, I have this check-in thing on my screen, but what that is the framework for the course. It's connection. I'm sorry, not connection. Curiosity, honesty, expectations, connection, keep listening, potential now. And that second C is in the fourth week intentionally, because then that's when you would get connected with and actually matched with some of the women in the group to become your growth ship, your group to grow with, even after this course is over. Because that is one thing I see, is there's all these self-development, all these self-discovery courses, but they end at some point. So you have this choice and structure to keep this going if you so choose. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing that. That's up to you to take that step, but you are given that opportunity and it's yours to seize.
Awesome. So what you should do on the 30th is go back about 2 minutes and say what the group's about, because you went from this knowledge to this knowledge.
Yes. It's really about the heart and just wanting to connect them up to really... Moms, you deserve so much more, and you deserve to enjoy your kids and enjoy your own life and find purpose in it and be able to do it together rather than by yourself, because we don't have to do it alone anymore. We've been told for so long we have to do it alone. We've been told that we have to be the perfect Pinterest mom, and we have to do the perfect thing, and it's so not true. You just need to be the perfect mom for your kids in the way you do it and get that support from each other.
Yeah. And none of that'll happen until you pick a date on the calendar when you're launching this thing.
Yes.
Because what you could do, you said $399, but let's say it's $400 just to make it, because it's a little bit easier to say. Okay. What if you say you want 20 people in the group? But what if after Sunday, you only, quote unquote, only get 7? Only. But what if you added value to them and made them have extra group calls until you got to 10 and you launched the first one with 7, that got more of a community, more of a connection, which is the purpose of the course already. And that would be adding immense value to them, because it may take you another week or two to get another 2 or 3 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're already adding value to them, and they've already paid. And then you say, oh no, this isn't extra. Until I get 10, we're going to meet once a week on Zoom, and we're just going to get into each other's world and encourage each other. And then once I get 10, then we're going to go.
I like that a lot.
Because you could also go back to the 4 who did the pilot program and offer them, if they want to go through it again with a new group, and this time pay.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to charge them the same rate.
Right.
You got to offer them like a founder's discount or a founder's rate, where instead of $400, it's $100, or mm-hmm. it's $7, or it's 50 cents. Because once someone validates your idea with their money, then it has value. Not that it doesn't have value beforehand, but then it validates you that it's valuable, viable.
Agreed.
Because the hardest sell we ever make is the first one, because we lack belief.
So true. And it's funny, especially with coaching. It's like, it'd be great if we could do these things for free, but also it's the flip side, is that, you know, until people start paying for it, they don't value it as well, and they don't put the effort in as much. And so it's a two-way street, and it's just putting so much time and energy into creating this and into what it can be. It's like, it has to be a two-way street where you're doing this together. And so it's coming to that realization that it's hard when it comes to this, and it's such an abstract idea.
Who would you need to be if it wasn't hard?
So one of my other coaches says, what if it was just easy? Like, why do we make things so complicated?
What if it was just easy? Who would you need to be if it was easy?
I feel from growth day and just from the connections and everything that I feel ready to just embody and get out there and do this, because I kept thinking, oh, well, I'm not good enough. But honestly, the truth is, it's not even about me. It's that I know moms just need this. And I'm not saying, you know, it's not necessarily what I'm doing, but it's just something that in that mindset, that shift in people, and just to be able to enjoy what they have. And it's not that, I mean, it again, that sounds so easy. It's so easy to enjoy what you have, but until you really do those shift changes. And the funnest, easiest way to do that is in community. But it's not always easy to find that community. I want to make it easy.
Right. So from the event, Jamie Kern Lima, she said something. I'm sure you heard it, but if you didn't, if you were at the restroom or whatever, she said, figure out your why. And fly, girl, fly.
Yes. I love Jamie.
Okay. So I think we're there. That little moment when I asked you, what if it was easy? You got still and you quieted your mind down. And you looked up and you went, huh. You see things differently.
Yes.
So you know what to do. And you know that your service is valuable to the people, because you're changing your life, yes, but you're changing their lives. And life change for $400 is, in any stretch of the imagination, a bargain.
Agreed. Just thinking about the amount of courses I've paid for and wondering what we spend our money on. Cause I was talking to another friend and like almost dropped her mouth and said I was going to spend $400 on something. And then, but she has no problem going to spend $2,000 on a purse. I'm like, teach their own. But what do we want to really improve? What we have or who we are? And so, and even if it's not my program or David's, find the program that helps you express better who you are. And that's what it's about. Because that's all we have. And when the day comes, is that's the legacy we leave, impact we have. And if we can't embrace that, all the things in the world aren't going to matter.
Yep. So the connecting mamas with their vision group, I can't remember exactly what you said. Apparently it launches on the 30th.
It launches on the 30th. I'll be launching in my women's circle.
How about that? Awesome.
2 days from now.
Okay. So this was a blast.
It was a lot of fun, David. Thank you for having me on.
Awesome. Okay. Well, coming to a town near you, boys and girls, the Connecting Mamas for their visions and hope and dreams online summit coming to a Zoom room near you in the very near future.
Yes. Michelle, all are welcome.
Michelle, this was awesome.
Thank you, David. It was amazing. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.